Welcome to Devotionary and our study of 1 John. This is our fifth episode on 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, through chapter 2, verse 2. This episode is entitled Godly Fellowship and addresses John's emphasis on our need for ongoing and uninterrupted fellowship with God and His Son. It's our fellowship with God and Jesus that makes possible godly fellowship with other believers. As we live in the light, we're able to reflect that light onto others. It was the Apostle Paul who said, "For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6. It's impossible to spend time in the light of God's presence and not have His glory reflect onto those around us. We end up being transformed into the likeness of Christ and bearing His characteristics in the form of the fruit of the Spirit. Fellowship with God the Father and Jesus Christ His Son is essential to our ability to live in unity with others. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1, verse 7. John is passing along a message he heard directly from Jesus Himself. It's a simple yet profound message that gives us a glimpse into the character of God. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. 1 John 1, verse 5. Interestingly enough, in his gospel, John made the claim that Jesus was the light. He wrote, "He was in the beginning with God. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." John 1, verse 1, and verses 4 through 5. Later on, John elaborated on this light that had come into the world. He stated that God loved the world so much that He sent His only Son, that the world might be saved through Him. But when Jesus, the light, arrived into the world, people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. John 3, verses 19 through 21. God is light, and as His Son, Jesus is also light. Jesus is not simply a reflection of God, but God in human form. He is the image of the invisible God. Colossians 1, verse 15. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is Himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made Him known. John 1, verse 18. When Jesus entered the world, He penetrated the pervasive darkness that permeated everything. Sin had infected the world and the lives of men, even those of the people of God, the Jews. Jesus came to change all that. He came to expose sin. You know that He appeared in order to take away sins, and in Him there is no sin. 1 John 3, verse 5. Jesus didn't just come to provide us a model for living. He came to provide us with the capacity to live holy, light-filled lives in the midst of a dark, sin-filled world. By this we may know that we are in Him. Whoever says he abides in Him ought to walk in the same way in which He walked. 1 John 2, verses 5 through 6. Well, how did Jesus walk? In the light. Jesus was the light, and yet He walked in the light of God's will. This speaks to that mysterious truth regarding the unique nature of Jesus' divinity and humanity. He was the God-man, 100% God and 100% man. As the Son of God, He was the image of the invisible God. As the Son of Man, He was a human being who understands our weaknesses, for He faced all of the same testings we do. Yet He did not sin. Hebrews 4, verse 15. Jesus walked in the light. He lived in obedience to the commands of God. He allowed the Holy Spirit to direct His path and guide His steps. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. Luke 4, verse 1. You see, Jesus' entire life and death was dedicated to doing God's will. In his high priestly prayer, prayed near the end of his life, Jesus was able to say, "I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do." John 17, verse 4. Everything about his life gave evidence that he not only was the light, he walked in the light. And John wants us to know that we should have the same goal for our own lives. Fellowship with God and with his Son should be accompanied by light, not darkness. To claim to have fellowship with God and yet live a life characterized by darkness or sin is to live a lie. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. 1 John 3, verse 6. The idea here is that of continual, repetitive, unrepentant sin. It's a lifestyle characterized by darkness rather than light. Instead, whoever practices righteousness is righteous, as he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. 1 John 3, verses 7 through 8. Our lives should give evidence of our fellowship with God. Our ability to fellowship with one another should give evidence of our fellowship with God. Anything we do that is characterized by righteousness is of God. It is a product of the fruit of the Spirit of God within us: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23. Living in the light exposes sin in order that we might confess it. But living in the light also produces fruit. It causes our faith to grow. It purifies our character. The more intimate our fellowship with God through Christ, the more intense the light will become in our lives. That light will have an effect in our lives. John puts it succinctly and practically. Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he's going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. 1 John 2, verse 9 and 11. But whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. 1 John 2, verse 10. We are to walk in the light as he is in the light, and that regular, consistent exposure to the light will gradually transform us into the image of Christ.